Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall is separation between Jew and Gentile, finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, that's almost an understatement for my guest. Her name, Joan Hunter. She's been a guest many times, and I love to interview her because we get more responses of email and mail and phone calls of people that have been healed with Joan Hunter than any guest we've had. And it's no wonder. She has built on the shoulders of her parents, affectionately known as the Happy Hunters, who are even happier than ever before because they're in heaven right now. But they probably saw more miracles than anyone on the planet. And Joan, you grew up knowing that miracles were normal. But I have to ask you a question. It doesn't matter what our parents know. It matters what we know. When you got hit with sickness as a young person, I would assume your parents would pray for you and you'd get healed. But as an older person, each of us has to walk for ourselves. Do you remember one time when you were sick and you learned things about healing? Because it's one thing to preach it. It's one thing to teach it. But it's another thing to get it for yourself. I see so many people with healing anointings that are walking around sick all the time.
I agree. They shouldn't be sick. That's for sure. But I teach about how to not only receive it, but keep your healing. And the word says that we can lay hands on the sick, see them recover, but that doesn't exclude ourselves. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer 14 years ago, I called my parents to come into agreement with me. I told nobody else. And when I went back to figure out how to handle it medically, it was all gone. God supernaturally healed when I laid hands on me.
I want to ask you this. Okay, it's one thing to preach and teach. It's another thing when you're dealing with a life-threatening disease called cancer. You got them to agree, and did you literally put your hand on yourself, are you saying?
Yes, I put my hand on my left breast, and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer, command it to be gone. The prions and so forth that's involved in that, command it to go. And I prayed for all of the hurt in my heart to go, because it's the worry and the hurt that brought on the breast cancer. And so then the breast cancer left when my heart got healed. And God wants to heal us in every area.
Now, but I have to ask you, what did you do personally that someone else listening can do that has, now I know your story. You had a broken heart. I mean, candidly, I don't know how you survived. Your husband was involved in homosexuality. You got divorced. You have young children. You're penniless. And you learned to trust God, because he provided your needs, but you survived that. But I want to know that you did have a broken heart. What did you do to get your own heart healed?
I said, God, you know, I prayed to God, and I said, God, I can live without a breast if they have to remove the breast. I can't live with this broken heart. And so I went after the healing of my heart, and then getting free, completely healed of betrayal, abandonment, unforgiveness, worry, stress, trauma, all that kind of stuff. When I got rid of that, at that point, I was no longer feeding the cancer.
Okay, Joan, what someone is listening. They're going through maybe not as horrific a thing as you went through, but they're going through it. I mean, to live in this world is to have a broken heart. Tell them what they can do to be free just the way you were free.
Well, I went after God, and I prayed to God, and I said, God, I can't handle this pain. I can't handle this broken heart. And I now know it's medically called a broken heart syndrome, where your heart is literally shredded. And I said, I can't live like that. And I said, God, I need you to heal my heart. All the damage that the betrayal, the bitterness, the trauma, all that it has done to my heart. I can't live like this. It was out to destroy me and kill me, not just the cancer, but through my heart. And I said, God, I offer you up my heart that's been shredded, that has been, you know, I describe it as run through a meat grinder. I said, Father, I offer my heart to you to please heal it. And he took that heart from me, loved on it, healed it, made it whole, and gave it back to me.
And you're saying when your heart was healed, your cancer had no grounds to stay. I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, that's right.
But what about those memories? What did you do with that?
Well, that's another whole story. But it's just amazing. God has given me the revelation of erasing all that pain from your mind, all of the pain from your heart, any form of cellular memory of the pain and the trauma in the heart, in the body. God wants to take that all away. Then he wants you to literally forget it. And there's scriptures that talked about even Paul forgot what was done to him, forgot what he did. And I, you know, forgetting those things which are behind me, I press for the prize of the mark of the high calling. God supernaturally wiped it out of Paul's mind, and God has wiped it out of my mind.
I mean, really, really and truly, it's one thing to say God's wiped it out of my mind, and that's good preaching. Are you telling me your remembrance of it is gone?
Yes, it is. He's still living that lifestyle. That's not something to forget. Everything else, any form of betrayal, abandonment, is completely gone.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, Joan, if you would be kind enough. I believe there is such a presence of God in the studio at this moment that if you would lead people in a prayer to heal their heart and erase those memories, I believe God's going to do something very supernatural and then pray for a release of the healing. Would you do that?
I will do that. I'm just going to pray over everybody who is listening. Place your hand on your heart. In a moment, we'll put our hands on our head. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing. I curse any form of trauma, betrayal, abandonment, worry, unforgiveness, and guilt, and all the pain that this life tends to try to put on us. I speak healing in the area of a broken heart syndrome in Jesus' name. All the pain and the agony that people have been through, Father, I thank you for supernaturally removing the damage of that to their heart. And Father, right now, as we place our hand on our forehead, Father, I thank you for erasing all of those bad memories, all of the memories of different situations going on, the different situations of abandonment, betrayal, having to move, any form of abuse, verbal abuse, and just how it permeated their ears. Father, wipe all that away. Show them how important they are to you. And Father, love them in a special way. Erase all of the junk. And Father, I thank you that you've erased all that so they can have lots more room of awesome, incredible new memories. And Father, I send the word of healing to all that are listening right now, in particular today in the area of cancer, but specifically in the area of breast cancer. Father, right now, I curse any and all forms of cancer in Jesus' name. I curse every prion associated with it in Jesus' name. Any damage that chemo, radiation, surgery has caused, I speak complete restoration in Jesus' name. And I curse every cancerous cell in Jesus' name. And I speak new body parts restored to optimum functionality in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And I also see people that have arthritis in their fingers, in their wrist, in their hand, pain. And I tell you, as you stretch it out, you will see that that pain is all gone. Joan, I'm so excited about your new book and your three CDs. Your book covers the basics that everyone should have learned. And as a matter of fact, when people read your revelations of healing, many that have been believers for years and have been sick for years and intellectually believe God heals, but when they do the steps you outline in the book, especially you have all the healing situations that Jesus was involved in and the different places in Scripture and the revelations you have, they've been with sickness for years. They're now getting free. And, you know, most people, they just want to be healed, let alone lose their healing. They don't even know about that. But many people lose their healing. They'll never lose it anymore from this book and the three CDs, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessing. What kind of feedback are you getting on the book and the teaching?
Well, there's Pastor Ryan, who recently read the book, was talking to me about it, and he just thinks it's absolutely the best book that he's ever read on how to prepare yourself for healings and blessings in every area of our lives.
Now, how about the CDs, those three CDs? What feedback are you getting? Are people really telling you they're getting healed when they listen to them?
Absolutely. It's absolutely amazing what God is doing through those. And, you know, they're getting in a position to receive. The whole group of the three CDs in the book is positioning yourself to receive and keep. Now, receive financial blessings, receive physical healings, receive mental, emotional, etc. Get ready to receive all that God has for you.
Well, I want you to know something. Just her section on habits and heart attitudes to avoid. Look, if you haven't been healed, you know it's God's greatest desire for you to be healed because that's why he sent Jesus. You know that God has not given you that sickness. You intellectually know all these things. But Joan, I think when people take the steps that you pointed out in your brand new book, Miracle Maintenance, that those that have been struggling for years are going to get healed. Can you think of someone that struggled for years and then sat under your teaching and got healed?
A lady, just even recently this week, was struggling for 20 years with back problem, neck problem, and sciatic nerve. And she is just like, she says, many times, I can't even get out of bed and go to work, et cetera. And I prayed for her. I cursed the spirit of trauma because she was in an automobile accident. Curse the spirit of trauma, command it to go. The cellular memory of the pain and in her body for 20 years, it's kind of like made its home in there, and prayed all of that, and she started screaming.
She got free, and I want you to get the book, Miracle Maintenance, and the three CDs, How to Receive and Keep God's Healing, available for a gift of $35. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.